You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. We're looking this week at a sermon I preached at Island Community Church about a week ago. It's entitled The Winning Mindset. It's taken out of Revelation chapter 2, where the Lord Jesus Christ talks about a faithful martyr whose name was Antipas. Now, I mentioned yesterday that this man, Antipas, as history has it, was burned alive in a bronze kettle. And I don't know about you, but that's not exactly the way that I have envisioned leaving this world and being taken up into glory. If I needed to leave that way, would I be able to do that? How about you? Burned alive in a bronze kettle, could you do that? How about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were thrown into the burning fiery furnace heated 7 times hotter than normal because they wouldn't bow down to the image? You know, how ironic is that? Revelation chapter 13 talks about the very, very same thing happening, and I believe this is going to be in yours and my lifetime, where this image of the beast is created and everyone has to bow down and worship the image or be killed. Same thing happened to Daniel 2,500 years ago. It's going to happen again very soon. If not in your lifetime, then in the lifetime of your children, how do you get through it? I've got an answer for that. Listen to this message. If you've missed this message or you want to hear the whole thing, go to WGODontheair.net. You'll find this whole sermon 40 minutes long, or go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Scroll down on that page. You'll see it. The Winning Mindset. Listen to the whole thing. God is at work on you right here and now today, doing a great work so that you can do the same thing as this Antipas did and all of these other saints. So I encourage you now, tune in to The Winning Mindset. This is part two of a broadcast that's airing here Monday through Thursday of this week.
Their struggle that they're faced with. The struggle that they're faced with is, am I going to deny Jesus Christ this afternoon so that my family can survive another day? That is what our brothers in the faith are faced with every day. They live outside of their comfort. They have no comfort zone. The winning mindset is, God is in control. What can man do to me? Look again at these three. But if not, they said, if not, we still won't bow down. Could you be that cool? Going into the kettle, could you be that cool as these three? What is the winning mindset? Here it is. The winning mindset is a spiritual fortitude, a trust and a faith in God that He is bigger than your problems. Let me read that again. God went to great trouble to teach that to me. I can read it twice. The winning mindset is a spiritual fortitude, a trust and a faith in God that he's bigger than your problems are. By the way, did you know God's developing and producing this character trait on the inside of you right now? At least he's trying to, if you let him. This is why God tells us to rejoice when it happens. I'm going to hang one of those big construction signs around your neck. Work in progress. God is at work. All right, where is it? Philippians 1:6. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The day he comes back and says it's all over, you've got that sign hung around your neck. Work in progress. As I said, this is why God tells us to rejoice when it happens. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 says this. Let me give you a minute to turn there. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. It says, not only this, but we glory in tribulations. Knowing that, tribulation brings about perseverance, is the word. Greek word, you've heard me say it a million times in this church. For those of you new here, I talk all the time about this thing. In Greek, it's hupomone. Hupo means under. Mene means to abide. Put it together, you have to abide under. Under what? I'd say the hand of God. Like Peter wrote, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. To persevere is to abide under the hand of God while he's doing whatever he's doing in your life. Humor me for a minute here. I like to look at this hupomone as an inanimate object, like God gives us with sin. As it says in Genesis chapter 4, it says, sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Therefore, sin to me is like a boxing bag. It's an inanimate object. God says it's crouching at my door and I must master it, which means I got to put the gloves on and I got to take care of it my own way. The proactive Esposito approach is taking it out because God's personified it as a person. Likewise, this perseverance is personified as well as this. Follow me here. Hupomone is pizzazz. It's oomph. It's a spiritual arrogance. It's like a spiritual byproduct of two things, which by themselves won't help you one bit. But when you mix them together, you see, you've got spiritual nitroglycerin. Like hydrogen. Hydrogen by itself will kill you. Go to Saturn and try to breathe it and watch what happens. Mix it two parts and one part oxygen. Same thing here. Take a little God-ordained tribulation, like sickness, poverty, some terrible personal trial you're going through, some terrible test of faith that you're going through. Mix that with a little bit of Paul Esposito ordained, abide under the hand of God, and put it together, and what do you got? You got John Wayne. Pilgrim. That's what you get. In and by itself, a trouble in and by itself is no good. Atheists face trouble all the time. What happens to them when they die? A Muslim faces it in an airplane flying around. What good is that? This only applies to you if you're a Christian. Otherwise, it's all a waste. And it's good for nothing. This is the compound that gets developed when you abide under the hand of God and let Him see you through whatever trial that it is you're going through, this spiritual, as I call it, nitroglycerin is, let's say the word is developed inside of you. Fortitude, attitude. But if not, these three kids said to the most powerful king in the world, take a hike. We still won't bow down and worship this image. The winning mindset is a spiritual fortitude and a trust and a faith in God that He's bigger than your problems are. God's bigger than your problems. One more. James chapter 1, verse 2. It says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Notice the antecedent of the word joy. It's trials. Joy and trials. Joy, come on now, let's listen here. Joy and trials? What, is this guy serious? Joy and how many people here have joy in trials? Nobody does. Who enjoys that? Who's the glutton for punishment here that has joy in trials? Why? Why does he say this? Next two words. Knowing that. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces, there's the word again. Let's just change the word endurance to John Wayne. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces John Wayne. Pilgrim, come on, let's go. I love the way the NIV here reads. Jim there's got an NIV Bible. What does it have there for the word produces? What does it have? Starts with a D. It's got develops. Develops. Get it? What's the word picture out of that? Any photographers here? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Why? Knowing that the testing of your faith develops. It's like you're in God's dark room, you see. What happens when you turn the light on in the dark room? You ruin everything. See, you're not called to turn the light on. You're called to abide under the hand of God. Let Him deliver you through whatever you're going through. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops Hoopamone.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.